Welcome viewers. So today we will discuss about the intercropping. So in agriculture we can grow the crops in different systems. So intercropping is one of them. So let us start the chapter with intercropping. So intercropping is growing of two or more than two crops simultaneously on the same piece of land with a definite row pattern or in a fixed ratio. For example, 1:1 or 1:2 or 1:3 is called intercropping. So we can see here crops are grown in different row pattern. So types of intercropping is the parallel cropping, growing of different crops parallel to each other, which have different growth habits and no competition in the same field at the same time, is called parallel cropping. So in parallel cropping, we grow the crops of different habits which have no competition for the nutrient, water and different plant growth needs. So for example, in green gram and maize intercropping, the peak nutrient demand for green gram is 30 to 45 days after sowing, while it is 50 days after sowing for the maize. So there is no competition for nutrient demand between these two crops. Another is companion cropping, when different crops are sown in different row maintaining their standard plant population, then these crops are known as companion crop. For example, mustard and sugarcane. So in companion cropping, production of all the intercrops is equal to that of their solid planting. So if we grow the plant in sole cropping, the production is the same production in the intercrop. Another intercropping is multi-story, multi-tiered or multi-level cropping, when crops of different heights, different rooting pattern and different duration are grown on the same piece of land at the same time is called multi-story cropping. For example, coconut plus pineapple plus turmeric or ginger, or coconut plus banana plus pepper plus pineapple, or eucalyptus plus papaya plus barsim plus sugarcane plus potato plus onion, or sugarcane plus mustard plus potato are different multi-level cropping. The main objective of this system is to utilize the vertical space more effectively. In this system, the tallest component have foliage tolerant to strong light and high evaporation demand, whereas shorter component have the foliage requiring shade and relatively high humidity. Another intercropping is synergistic cropping, when the yield of two crops is higher their pure cultivation on unit area basis, then it is called the synergistic cropping. On the basis of percentage of plant population, synergistic cropping is divided into two types. First one is additive series. In this type, one crop is main and another is intercrop. So plant population of main crop is standard as in pure crop, but the population of intercrop is less. Thus, it is the addition of intercrop to the main crop. Main objective of this cropping is to get additional income and to cover risk. For example, sowing of potato in sugarcane is additive series of synergistic cropping. Another synergistic cropping is replacement series. In this type, both crops are component crops. There is neither main crop nor intercrop. Both are given equal importance and both have population less than their pure stand. For example, wheat mustard is grown in the replacement series. So after 10 rows of one mustard row is grown, so both the crop population having less than their pure stand. Some requisite is there for successful intercropping. For example, time of peak period nutrient demand components should not overlap, competition for light, CO2 and water should be minimum, complementarity should exist between the component crop, the difference between maturity of component crop should be at least 30 days. Another is mixed cropping. Mixed cropping is cultivation of two or more than two crops simultaneously on the same land without definite row pattern. So we have seen that in intercropping, crops are grown with the definite row pattern. But in mixed cropping, there is no definite row pattern, crops are grown mixed. So sowing of seed is generally by broadcasting, commonly practiced in dryland area. Main objective of mixed cropping is to lessen the risk of total crop failure. Mixed cropping is an insurance against crop failure due to abnormal weather condition. For example, soybean plus pigeon pea, maize plus black gram, pigeon pea plus green gram, groundnut plus sulfur, sorghum plus pigeon pea, wheat plus chickpea, barley plus chickpea, wheat plus mustard, cotton plus groundnut, pearl millet plus grain gram are the example of mixed cropping. For the selection of mixed cropping, we have to select some criteria. For example, duration of crop. So we have to mix the short duration crop with the long duration crop. We have to select the different habit, for example, different height crops, different biomass producing crops. We have the crops of different rooting pattern. Shallow rooted crops should be mixed with the deep rooted crops. And we have the crops of different water need. Lesser water needed crops should be mixed with the comparatively more water needed crops. And crops with different nutrient demands should be mixed. And crops also should be selected for according to the farm need of the farmer. So what are the resources available and what are the need of farm according to crops should be selected for mixed cropping. So mixed cropping having the advantage as mainly it is grown for the reducing the risk of crop failure due to abnormal weather condition. So due to different growth habits, crops grown in the mixed crop, at least one crop is successful in entire cropping system. So there is a risk is reduced of crop failure. Another advantage is improvement in soil fertility. Due to inclusion of legume, nitrogen is added to the soil. So there is a improvement of soil fertility due to mixed cropping. And pest damage also minimized due to variety of crops are grown. So particular pest is not prevalent there due to variety of host are there, and this pest does not sustain their life on a particular plant. And yield also increased due to complementarity effect on one crop on the another. So overall yield of cropping system is increased, and there is also variety of produce due to mixed cropping because cereals are mixed with the pulses, vegetables. So variety of produce is there in mixed cropping. Now we discuss difference between intercropping and mixed cropping. So in intercropping, main objective is to utilize the space between two row of main crops, whereas in mixed cropping the objective is at least get one crop in the entire cropping system. In intercropping, more emphasis is given to the main crop, whereas in mixed cropping all crops are cared equally. In intercropping there is no competition between both crops, whereas in mixed cropping there is a competition between all the crops growing. In intercropping, short duration and harvested duration of crops are short and harvested much earlier than the main crop, whereas in mixed cropping duration of all the crops are almost same. And sowing time in intercropping may be the same or different, but in mixed cropping sowing time is for all crops is same. In intercropping, crops are grown in definite row pattern or fixed ratio, whereas in mixed cropping crops are grown mixed without any ratio or row pattern. Next section we will discuss about the harvesting, threshing and storage. So harvesting is the removal of entire plants or economic parts such as grain, seed, leaf, root or entire plant from the field after maturity. The portion left on the field is known as stubble. So time of harvesting is important. If crop is harvested early, the produce contain high moisture and more immature grains, and higher moisture results in shriveling of seed and infestation of pest. The immature grain lead to low yield and reduced quality as well as germination percent. Late harvesting results in shattering of grain germination when it rains and breaking during the processing. Hence, harvesting at correct time essential to get good quality grains and higher yield. Crop can be harvested at physiological or harvest maturity. Physiological maturity refers to developmental stage after which no further increase in dry matter occurs in the economical part. This is important only when a field is to be vacated for sowing another crop, otherwise one should go for harvesting the crop at harvest maturity. These are some external symptoms of physiological maturity of some crops. For example, wheat and barley, complete loss of green color from the glooms. In maize, black layer in the placental region of corn kernels. In sorghum also black layer formation in the placental region of grain, in palmillate appearance of bleached penducel in some varieties, in soybean loss of green color from leaves, in red gram green pods turning brown about 25 days after flowering. And these are the symptoms of harvest maturity of some crops. So in rice, hard and yellow colored grains show the harvest maturity. In wheat, yellowing of spikelets. In sorghum, yellowing of colored ears with hard grains. In pearl millet and foxtail millet, compact ears on pressing hard seed come out. In finger millet, brown colored ears with hard grains. In pulses, brown colored pods with hard seed inside pods. In groundnut, pod turns dark from light color and dark color passes inside the shell, kernel converted red to pink. On pressing the kernel, oil is observed on the figures, so the harvest maturity. In sugarcane, leaves turn yellow and sucrose content more than 10% and bricks reading more than 18%, so the harvest maturity. In tobacco, leaves slightly yellow in color and effects appear on the leaves, so the harvest maturity in tobacco. So, we talk about the methods of harvesting. So, traditional method is done by several ways depending upon the crops. So, cutting of crops with sickles leaving small stubbles near the ground is common method. This method is followed in crops whose maturity is almost uniform and occur at time. In indeterminate crops, harvesting is done as periodical intervals, known as picking. For example, in cotton, this Sympodia are picked at different time according to their picking, according to their harvesting time. In likewise, in tuber crops, harvesting is done through the country plow or spade for the by the digging of soil. And all these traditional methods involve drudgery and consume time. Therefore, we need mechanical harvesting. So, in mechanical harvesting, use of machine can help to harvest at proper stage of crop maturity and reduce drudgery and operation time. Considering these, improved harvesting tools, equipment, combines are being accepted by the farmers. For use of mechanical harvesting, field must be fairly level without undulation to facilitate smooth operation and uniform stubble length. For small reapers and binders, plant must be grown in rows, and field efficiency of harvesting machine is high if the field is in large area. So, different harvesting tools are used. For example, serrated blade sickle is used effectively for harvesting of wheat, rice and grasses. Reapers are used for harvesting of almost all crops at the ground level. And diggers are used for the groundnut and potato. Some animal drawn diggers are also there. And nowadays, combine harvesters are used to cut, thresh and winnow and clean in all these processes at one time. Threshing is the process of separating fruits or seeds from the plant or ear. Threshing method vary from type of crop. In general, these are beating with sticks or mallets. For example, safflower, green gram, urd, it is used. Beating against stone or hard material. For example, arar, we have to beat the pods, then only threshing is possible. The trembling under the feet of blocks or wheel of tractor or block cart, it is mostly used for cereals and pulses. And by using threshing machine, block or tractor drawn motor, it is used for almost all crops. During threshing, grain loss is grain loss in terms of broken grain, unthreshed grain, blown grain, split grains should be minimum. Bureau of Standard, Indian Standard has specified that total grain loss should be not more than 5%, in which broken grain should be less than 2% during thresher. This is the thresher used for threshing. After threshing, there is a process called winnowing. Separating grain seed from the chaff is known as winnowing. After threshing, the material is winnowed. It involves the throwing of mixture into the air so that wind blows away the lighter chaff while the heavier grain fall back down to for the recovery. Technique including using winnowing are fans or the using a tool, winnowing fork or shovel on a pile of harvested grain. It is also used to remove weevils or other pests from the stored grains. Now after winnowing, we have to store the produce So grains are subjected to sun drying before storage. Sun drying is done by spreading the produce on the floor in thin layer for 4 to 5 days and stirred at 2 hours interval to have uniform and quick drying and to lower the moisture up to 12 to 14%. In order to reduce the amount of food grain lost, the environment in the store need to be controlled so as to lower the possibility of biological damage by insect, rodents and microorganisms, chemical damage through residency development and flavor changes, etc., physical damage through crushing and breaking, etc. Good storage thus involved controlling the factors like temperature, moisture, light, pest and hygiene. So temperature is most important for the infestation of pests. So most of the microorganisms thrive between the 10 to 60 degree temperature, whereas insect between 16 to 45 centigrade. So normally tropics and subtropics storage temperature lies between 25 to 35, which is favorable for the survival of microorganisms. So direct temperature control is not usually possible. So other measures, particularly reducing the moisture content of the stored produce, are necessary. So for different crops, moisture content at the time of storage should be between 11 to 15 troy of grain of cereals and pulses. For example, for maize it is 11.5%, for paddy 15%, for sorghum 13.5%, for wheat 13.5%, and most of the pulses it is 15% moisture should be there at the time of storage. Some tips are there for storage of food grains. The grain must be sacked in the field before the harvest to make sure that the grains are free from insect and diseases. The harvesting and transporting implements must be cleaned before a new crop is harvested, and grain must be harvested and threshed to avoid any breakage of grains, because broken grain will not store well. The threshing yard, which are free from insect infestation, should be used. Before storage, the grain should be cleaned and graded. Unclean grain contain small amount of straw, weed seed and dirt, which not only decrease the value of food grain but also cause the grain to deteriorate during the storage. Dry the most grain before storage because it respire more quickly and give off more heat and moisture, which encourage bloat of insect population and mold growth and heat spot develop in bulk grain. The grain should be spread over plastic sheet and cemented floor while drying, otherwise it will pick up the moisture from the ground, and grain should be kept cool and dry between the time of harvest and storage. Fumigation can also be done for preventing the entry of pest to the storage. So for fumigation, aluminium phosphide tablet can be used at the rate of 2 tablet per ton of produce. So in this part of program we have discussed 2 sections. In first section we have discussed about the intercropping and different types of intercropping and mixed cropping, and second section we have discussed about the harvesting, threshing and storage of the grain crops.